Hello, my name is Rick Pearson. Welcome to Prophecy USA, a program designed to unveil the mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy. What happens when Old Testament theology merges with New Testament prophecy? Stay tuned, you're about to find out. Our guest today has been named along with Billy Graham as one of the top spiritual leaders to have radically impacted our world in modern times. He's spoken at the United Nations, on Capitol Hill, members of Congress, and to millions around the world. Every one of his books, starting with The Harbinger onward, has become a New York bestseller. He's recognized as a prophetic voice for our times, and his teachings and prophetic words on YouTube have reached well over 100 million viewers. He leads Beth Israel at Jerusalem Center in Wayne, New Jersey, and Hope of the World Ministry, a world outreach of God's word and compassion to the world's most needy. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, welcome back to Prophecy USA.
Great to be back, Ray. Great to be back.
Rabbi, I have just read your book, The Dragon's Prophecy, and I think this is one of the most intriguing books that you have ever written, and I have a multitude of questions for you, so let's get started. The Dragon's Prophecy was just released on September 3rd, and instantly it became the number one best-selling book in America. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's been crazy. We've been blessed that they've all been bestsellers by God's grace, but this one, it was just crazy. I believe because first, I didn't plan on writing the book. So it was the Lord who interrupted me. So the Lord knows better. It's good to be interrupted because the Lord wanted this one. Secondly, I believe it's for now what's happening. People are sensing, yeah. I believe, in the world that, that things are happening. It looks like it's out of control. Prophecy is happening, and so there's something in the spiritual realm that things of great significance are happening, and there's actually a reason behind it. And the Dragon's Prophecy is like pulling away the veil behind these things, behind what's happening in our world, to the spiritual realm, the prophetic realm, the realm of mysteries that are the entities even that are behind it. So I believe it, and ultimately because God wanted this book, that I did not even plan it. So I have no question. It's better to follow his way than your own.
Well, The Dragon's Prophecy is really different from any other book that you've written. What is it that you're going to reveal throughout this book, chapter upon chapter? What is it that you're moving into?
Yeah, the Dragon's Prophecy is, it's different in that, every book I've written deals with or opens up mysteries, particularly what's happening now and ancient mysteries that are replaying. The Dragon's Prophecy has that. It is that the opening of these mysteries, but it opens up for the first time ever. I've never written a book that opened up the realm so much of end time prophecy, of what the Bible said and what is actually happening. It's not just opinion and speculation, and I'm on this side of it. It's actually happening. I think that's one of the things. Also, I've never written a book where I'm writing it, and the things I'm writing are coming true as I'm writing it around in the world, and I had to keep rewriting and updating because it kept coming true. After I finished the book, things kept continuing to happen. So I've never written a book like that. It is for now, and it is also for what is yet to come, and also how to be ready. So it's opening up all sorts of mysteries. Then it's there. All the mysteries are kind of converging into end time prophecy.
Yes.
And then what does it have to do with each of us? What do we need to know for the days ahead? How to prevail? How to know how to stand?
And now the invasion of Israel by Hamas. That is one of the things that you were just almost in real time as you wrote it. Tell us what would happen, and even when it would take place, you actually foretold that event.
Yeah, it was a Friday night here. I'm in New Jersey, and Beth Israel is the congregation, and we have different services. One of them is Friday night. And so on Friday night, led to share a mystery from Leviticus, and that mystery ordained that there would be an attack on Israel. It would happen in the year 2023. It would take Israel by surprise. It would take place in the month of October. It would happen on a Saturday, a Sabbath day. It would happen on a Hebrew holy day from Leviticus. And it would happen on the first, basically, first Saturday of October of 2023. The first Saturday of October of 2023 fell on October 7th, the day of the invasion. And the thing is, this mystery goes back over 3,000 years. And the thing is, I shared it that night. The next morning, it happened.
It happened.
And people who were at the service said, whoa, you just spoke about that. And so this is a mystery. And this, so this is really the first beginning of what would become the dragon's prophecy, and that this mystery is in there, and this mystery may even enable us to know what is going to happen, specific events, and when. And actually, when I finished writing the manuscript, more events started happening after that are according to this same mystery.
Yes,
that's in the book.
And there are people who struggle with the idea of the devil, but after October 7th, could you tell us how Jewish history testifies of the devil's existence? If you can't look at October 7th and know that it's demonic, something's wrong with you.
Yeah. It wasn't primarily ideological or political or social. It was demonic.
Yes.
The thing is, and this is all part of a bigger mystery, a gigantic age-old mystery. The Bible says that God created a being, an entity, that, you know, with free will, that turned from God. It's a turned entity. It's a twisted entity. And it exists to invert the ways of God, attack the ways of God, destroy the ways of God, and, you know, and prevent them from happening. So you have this in Hebrew, this entity is called Hasatan, in English called Satan. And the thing is that, on the other hand, God creates another entity called Israel. And it's a nation, a people, the Jewish people who exist for the opposite, to bring into the world the purposes of God, to accomplish them. They bring in the word, the Bible, the knowledge of God, the Messiah, the kingdom of God they will bring in. And so on one hand, you have this people who are bringing forth the purposes of God. And then on the other hand, you have this entity that exists to destroy the purpose of God. So what's going to happen if they both occupy the same world? What's going to happen is a war is going to happen. And so you're going to see. So even if we didn't know anything else, we came from another planet, we're new to this world, and all we knew was that from the Bible, we could say that the Jewish people are going to become the most warred against people, the most attacked people, hated people, vilified people, slandered, demonized people in the history of this world. And that's exactly what happened. See, the Jewish people, you know, they say they exist as a witness that God exists. And
yes,
but they also, their history exists to the fact not only God exists, but the devil exists. Because you can't explain this phenomenon naturally. You know, it's not that, you know, anybody has a rational explanation for why the world hates the Jewish people. You know, because, you know, the communists hated them, they said, because they're capitalists. The capitalists said they were communists. You know, they hated them because the Jews stick together. No, they hate them because they don't stick together. They, you know, they hate them because they're strange people. They don't have a nation. They don't have a, they hate them because they have a nation. You know, it doesn't matter. In the ancient times, medieval times, modern times, the names change, the movements change, and many of these movements and people would hate the other ones. They have nothing in common except they hate the Jewish people. They're warring.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense. And so this war has been going on long before we were ever born. And we are now witnesses of the war, that we're watching it on the stage of our world. And the thing is that it doesn't stop because the one behind it is not flesh and blood. He doesn't die.
Yes.
He's an angel. The first anti-Semite is an angel. And so that's why it doesn't die, because the enemy knows if he can destroy the Jewish people, he can stop the purposes of God. Now, and so he's been trying, and October 7th was the latest battle in that ancient cosmic war.
In 2019, Prophecy USA showcased biblical warnings of the coming New World Order. In 2020, we warned you of their plans to use COVID-19 to accelerate that agenda. In 2021, we warned of the Babylonian spirits who are invading our nation to provoke curses upon the land, emulating Sodom and Gomorrah. But what is next? Prophecy USA is proud to present The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. In this exciting book, you will discover where traditional theologians have missed the mark and why prophecy teachers have refused to acknowledge that America's role in Bible prophecy is rapidly being fulfilled. When you give a donation of $35 or more, you will receive The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. Or for a donation of just $60 or more, you will receive both books, The Coming Exodus and The Hour That Changes Everything. Call 1-888-306-1759 or visit us online at prophecyusa.org.
One of the things that that really jumped off the page is our viewers have been inundated with teachings from the book of Revelation. In fact, over 50% of the 53 prophecies already fulfilled by modern day America comes right out of that book. But the book of Revelation also contains a vision of a dragon and a woman. What does that reveal?
Yeah, I was actually in my car when I'm praying, Lord, do you want me to write this book? Because he was interrupting me. I said, do you want me to write this book? And so you got to give me, and I see in my mind, I see an image of a dragon, a red dragon. And I knew that red dragon is from Revelation chapter 12. And so in this vision, the woman has 12 stars around her head. She gives birth to the Messiah. So it can only be Israel. And the dragon is a red dragon that wars against the woman. Now, this is written 2,000 years ago. Yet this is before Hitler. It's before Hamas. It's before all this. It's all written in the New Testament. And so this is a war saying the dragon is the enemy. And so the dragon wars against the woman, the Jewish people, Israel. And so one of the words it uses in the Greek means persecutes. Amazing, because think of that word, how close that is associated with Israel. That's from here. Mm-hmm. He persecutes her. He hunts her. He pursues her. And it says also he's enraged against her. He hates her with a fury. Well, the word is orgizo, a furious, dark hatred. Well, you know, in every generation, that dragon's fury rises. It explodes. And so when how do you make sense of Adolf Hitler? You can't. You can't.
You can't.
Not in the natural.
No.
But behind that was the rage of the dragon, the orgizo. And the interesting thing about Revelation 12 is that He especially attacks the woman at the beginning of the age when she gives birth to the Messiah, and at the end of the age. That's what that vision is about. What do those two things have in common? Israel. That's when Israel was in the world, the first days and the last days. So when Israel comes back in the world, this war is going to get into a whole new level, and it's going to be focused more and more on the nation of Israel, and that's exactly what we're witnessing to this very day.
So we're moving into the book of Revelation, but as we move into the book of Revelation, the dragon's prophecy reveals an ancient mystery that lies behind the intro, that lies behind one of the central issues of modern times, and that has to do with the sea people. Can you explain who the sea people are?
Yeah, the when you get into this, you see the spiritual realm, that's when everything makes sense. Take away the veil. The enemy is a mimic. He's an imitator. He imitates God. And so God, what did he do? He resurrected an ancient nation, Israel, into the modern world. Miracle. So the enemy is going to do his own resurrection. How and who? Who would he resurrect? He's the enemy. So he's going to resurrect an enemy of God's nation. And that, who are the ancient enemies of God's nation? They were called in Hebrew the Pilashtim, or we call them the Philistines. Well, could he resurrect them? He already has. And this is not about the people. We pray for all people. The people don't know what they're doing. They're being used. But there's a people called the Palestinians. This is the main issue against Israel. The world uses it against Israel. The word Palestinian, people don't know what it means. Palestinian literally means the Philistines. The Philistines. And you know how you say Palestinian? They don't say Palestinian. You know, they're not mostly speaking English. In their language, Arabic, the way you say Palestinian, the only way you pronounce it is this way. Philistini. They are called the Philistines. Literally, Philistine. So literally, they are called the Philistines. And the amazing thing is that as God was resurrecting Israel, at every step, the enemy was resurrecting the Philistines. It happened step by step by step to counter it. And that's what you'd expect. But it's amazing. So it's this people that are being conformed into the image of the ancient Philistines step by step by step. For instance, the Philistines...
And they're being manipulated.
Yeah, totally. The whole thing is manipulation. And the thing is, it's like the spirit of the ancient Philistine taking them on. And the thing is that they, you know, for instance, the Philistines, we know, and you can see it in the story of David and Goliath, they trained their boys to be soldiers from childhood. They were child soldiers.
Yes.
What are the
yes.
Palestinians doing? They're doing the exact same thing. They say, it's, God says about the Philistines, says you have this ancient hatred and vengeance for Israel. And they, so it's like the ancient hatred has taken over this people. So it's the enemy is using them, not only in Israel on October 7th, but also around in the United Nations, around the whole world, to get the whole world to hate. So it's amazing when they say Palestinians and Palestine, they're saying Philistine.
The United Nations has a 2030 agenda. The World Economic Forum has a great reset. The COVID-19 pandemic has an accelerated mandate. But as the New World Order plans their world without God, nothing will be accelerated faster than the prophetic word God has spoken to the United States of America. It will be the hour that changes everything. Theological seminaries have inundated churches preaching that America is not in the Bible. Prophecy teachers have regurgitated for years that America is not in the Bible. But what does the Bible say? Prophecy USA is proud to present a 30-page brochure filled with scripture debunking the biggest lie keeping the body of Christ in darkness today. America is fully detailed in scripture over 53 times, and now we want to put God's word directly into your hands. America's role in Bible prophecy is rapidly being fulfilled, and her judgment is coming. For a gift of $15 plus shipping and handling, we will send you this amazing brochure. For a gift of $50, we will send you 5 brochures. For $100 or more, we will rush to you 10 brochures. And for a ministry gift of $500, we will send you both our books, The Hour That Changes Everything, and The Coming Exodus, plus 20 brochures for your friends, family, and relatives. Call today.
Now, there is another mystery. It's not the Philistines, but you called it the Philoshet. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Philoshet.
What is that, Philoshet, the mystery
well,
of the Philoshet?
Well, it sounds a little like Philistine, because there's a reason for that.
Yes.
Philoshet is, well, where did the Philistines dwell and headquarter? Where were they? They were in a place called Philoshet in the Bible. That is sometimes translated in your Bible as Philistia. Behind that Philistia is Philoshet. This is the region headquarters of the Philistines. Where was it? Well, you know what? It hasn't really existed, I mean, pretty much for 2,000 years, but all of a sudden it came back. And you know what? And it has. You know what it's called today? The land of the Philistines is now today called, ancient Philistia is called the Gaza Strip. The Gaza mm-hmm. Strip is ancient Philistia. And so think. And not only that, you know when it came back? You know, it was suddenly resurrected overnight. You know when? The year 1948, the very year Israel was resurrected. So Israel's resurrected. Ancient Philistia is resurrected. The children of Israel return to the land of Israel. The children of the Philistines return to the land of the Philistines. It's all a setup. The enemy is countering the works of God. And that is behind everything we have seen.
What about the city of Gaza? Is there a mystery connected to that as well?
Yeah, well, Gaza, you know, Gaza was one of the main cities of the Philistines. And okay. Gaza, you see, the Gaza Strip did not exist. Gaza has always been there. Now, Gaza, the Bible says a few things about it. It's interesting. It says about Gaza, it says that from Gaza, first of all, evil comes out of Gaza. And Israel used to kind of be almost like in trepidation over Gaza, because from Gaza would come all these plots and all this evil that would come. The thing is, Gaza is condemned in the Bible, by the prophets. They say, why? It says, because Gaza went and took Israelis hostage. So look at what just happened. It was Gaza took Israelis hostage and brought them back to Gaza, October 6th, October 7th.
Mm. Now, you write also in the book that Hamas appears in the Bible. Can you explain that?
Yeah, and Hamas is, of course, behind what happened on October 7th. And by the way, the Bible also says that in ancient times, the Philistines would invade Israel from what is now the Gaza Strip. They would launch invasions against Israeli villages and Israeli, you know, people, and then they would take the hostages back. So the whole thing is this ancient mystery. Hamas is an amazing word because it's Arabic. And in Arabic, it means Islamic resistance movement or Islamic zeal. But the amazing thing is it's also Hebrew at the same moment. Hamas in Hebrew doesn't mean that. Hamas in Hebrew means evil, violence, and destruction. And the amazing thing is Hamas actually appears in the Bible. And I'll give you examples. It says in the Bible, Lord, save me from the men of Hamas. Save me from them. It says in the prophets, Hamas has risen up as a rod of evil in the land. It says in the Bible, Hamas, the land is filled with crimes of bloodshed because of Hamas. It says, you know how Hamas hides in the tunnels?
Yes.
It says in the Bible, Hamas dwells in the dark places of the earth. It says in the prophets, you know, God says to Israel, rid Hamas from the land. And then in the days of the kingdom of Messiah, you know, one of the promises, you know, it says here, it talks about all these great promises. You know what one of the promises are to Israel? It says, in that day, no more shall Hamas be heard in your land.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
So that we're coming to a climax here at the end of the ages, are we not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing, you know, when you think about it, that, Rick, because it's like the enemy's taking all the ancient players and bringing them back for the finale of this war and this epic.
And you also say that Adolf Hitler had a part in October 7th. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you know, if we're witnessing a war that goes back for ages, and it's the enemy is the one, then the enemy's going to raise up people. And then they're going to come up, they're going to rise and fall. Then he raises up the next, and the next, and the next. So you'd expect there'd be like a link. There'd be like the passing of the torch. Because it's the enemy who's behind all of them.
Yes.
Could Adolf Hitler have any part in what we just saw? Well, yeah. First of all, there's a guy, one of the things I bring out of the book, there's a guy named al-Husseini. He was also called the Mufti. The Mufti, he hated the Jewish people. He ended up causing Jewish people to be killed. He fled the land he was going to put on trial. He went to the land of Germany. There in Germany, he met with Adolf Hitler in Berlin. And he formed an alliance, and you know he wanted Hitler to bring the Holocaust to Israel, and Hitler said he would, but in the right time when he could. But he ended up, and actually this guy, the Mufti, took part in the Holocaust, and he worked as an employee of Adolf Hitler, broadcasting on Radio Berlin to the entire Arabic world, the Muslim world, infecting them with Nazi anti-Semitism. After the war, he was going to be brought up in Nuremberg as a war criminal. He fled, escaped, went to Egypt. He was welcomed as a hero, and there he found a teenager. And the teenager became his disciple. He trained him, taught him, mentored him to be his protege. The Egyptian teenager's name was Yasser Arafat. So here you have a direct line: Adolf Hitler, the Mufti,
wow.
Yasser Arafat. Yasser Arafat was the leader of the Palestinian agenda, trained by a man who was an employee of Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler, who wanted the Holocaust to come to Israel. And actually, the Mufti is considered the father of Palestinian nationalism, who wanted, you think about the enemy. It's not that they're pawns. They don't know what they're doing, but the enemy does. The enemy's using this all to try to bring a Holocaust to Israel, as he did
yes.
with Hitler. So you got this line, but it's even more than that, because Hitler also supported an organization that this organization admired Hitler, and he helped them get going. He financed them, he trained them, you know, he strengthened them. The organization's name was the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is the organization that gave birth, started Hamas. Hamas is part of the Muslim Brotherhood that Adolf Hitler helped to get going, strengthen. When Hamas was formed, the charter that formed it, has the words and phrases of Adolf Hitler in it. And the thing is that you know, without Adolf Hitler, you wouldn't have Hamas. Not that you have it. So without Adolf Hitler, you wouldn't have October 7th there.
And they say in their charter, they want to obliterate Israel. Is that not true?
Not only do they, in the original charter that founded Hamas, not only do they want to obliterate Israel, yes, that's correct. They war against it. Not just Israel, it says all the Jews. So it's not even just Israel, it's the Jews. And then you keep going, it's not just, it's Israel, the Jews, and it's Judaism. So it's literally, that's Hitler. No, you know, and the other thing is that Hitler, he appointed a man to be in charge of the Holocaust, whose name was Heinrich Himmler. Actually,
yes,
the Mufti worked with Heinrich Himmler. Heinrich Himmler was appointed to have possession of all the conquered territories of the Nazis, which is really to put in effect the Holocaust, where all those Jewish people, he was appointed on a day, the day Hitler chose to appoint him was October 7th, same day of this massacre, which was the worst day in Israel, in Jewish history since the Holocaust. That's when this happened. And not only that, Heinrich Himmler, who was appointed on this day, was also born on October 7th. It's all the fingerprints
Good
of the
night.
dragon.
Good. Now, we're all moving towards the end times, and people should really be studying the book of Revelation, but how is Hamas' invasion of Israel connected to the book of Revelation? Our viewers have been, I stay in the book of Revelation all the time explaining America in the Bible, which a lot of people don't agree with me, but how is the Hamas invasion of Israel connected to the book of Revelation?
Yeah, well, Book of Revelation, again, that war, the dragon and the woman. So you have the dragon,
yes,
warring against the woman. Well, October 7th was clearly part of that war of the dragon, but you want to see proof of it. In Revelation 12, it says the dragon spewed forth a flood from his mouth to flood away the woman. That he tried to overwhelm the woman, flood her away, the flood. The
yes,
thing is, October 7th, you know, Hamas, who devised it, they don't call it October 7th. They have a code name. They call it Operation Tufan. Tufan is Arabic. What does it mean? Tufan means the flood, as in the dragon's flood. That's what we witnessed. It was the dragon's flood against the woman.
Folks, we trust you enjoyed part one of the Jonathan Cahn interview. Join us next week for part two of the Dragon's Prophecy. My name is Rick Pearson, and we're reminding you that Jesus is alive, and he's coming back much sooner than many people think. See you next week on Prophecy USA. Shalom.